From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Libyan security forces say they have arrested a brother and the father of Manchester suicide bomber Salman Abidi. A spokesman for the Libyan anti-terrorism force said Hashim Abidi had recently been in contact with his brother and knew of his plans for the attack. Salman Abidi blew himself up in the Manchester arena, killing 22 people and wounding scores of others, just moments after the ending of a pop music show featuring the young American singer Ariana Grande. She has canceled her tour schedule in Europe until June 7th, when she is to perform in Paris. Abidi's father told Reuters he spoke to his son 5 days ago and, quote, everything was normal. He said his son did not have extremist beliefs. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a deadly car bombing in Somalia's capital and two other fatal attacks in Kenya. Officials in Mogadishu say at least 8 people were killed and 15 others injured in the bombing late Wednesday near the city's seaport. Witnesses told VOA's Somali service a car exploded next to a small restaurant. The dead include a mother and a young boy whose family owns the restaurant. 8 Kenyan security officers were killed in 2 separate roadside explosions in the country's northeast. 5 of the officers were killed after an IED hit a convoy of vehicles escorting the governor of Mandera County, who was campaigning in an area near the border with Somalia. This is news from the Voice of America in Washington.